There's some sweet words in that hymn that speak of the fact that there's a joy that we can only happen when we're obeying the Lord and following.
在这首诗歌里有些歌词告诉我们，只有当我们顺从主、跟随主的时候，我们才会得到那些喜乐。
May that joy be all of ours as we trust and obey the Lord.
但愿我们每个人相信、跟随顺服主的时候，这样的喜乐成为我们每个人的。
Let's begin by looking at some scriptures. We'll start with our theme verse for the season, which is in Matthew 16, verse 18.
我们开始的时候来读一些经节，首先读到马太福音16章18节，我们的主题的经节。
Jesus says here, he's talking to Peter.
耶稣在这里对彼得说话。
I also say to you that you, Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Our theme has been on I will build my church.
我们的主题就是主，他说我要建造我的教会。
And we've been considering before the Lord just how does Christ go about building his body.
我们现在是在主的面前思想，我们的主是如何建造他的身体的。
Especially paying attention how that relates to us, how we meet together, how we relate to each other.
我们特别的专注点就是我们如何在一起聚集聚会，我们如何彼此相待。
Now also in this chapter, let's read verse 24.
我们也读一下这一章的24节。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
24节，于是耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
Now we're going to jump to...First Thessalonians.
然后我们翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书
Chapter 2.
第二章
These are passages we looked at last time.
上一次我们有看这一经节
Let's read verse 7.
第七节开始
But we prove to be gentle among you as a nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children. Having so fond an affection for you that we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God,but also our own lives, because you become very dear to us.
第七节第八节，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲母养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
For you recall, brethren, our labor and hardship, how working night and day, so as not to be a burden to any of you, we proclaim to you the gospel of God.
第九节，弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。
Now let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们再翻到哥林多前书第九章。
We will begin with verse 18.
18节
What then is my reward? That when I preach the gospel, I may offer the gospel without charge, so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel.
哥林多前书第九章十八节既是这样我的赏赐是什么呢就是我传福音的时候叫人不花钱得福音免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
For though I am free from all men, I have made myself a slave to all so that I may win more.
我虽是自由的无人辖管然而我甘心做了众人的仆人为要多得人。
To the Jews I became as a Jew.
像犹太人我就做犹太人。
Then he says, he became as one under the law or not under the law.
然后保罗就继续讲说最律法以下的人或者不在律法以下的人
Verse 22 To the weak I became weak that I might win the weak I have become all things to all men so that I may be by all means save some Verse 22
然后第22节说像软弱的人我就做软弱的人非要得软弱的人像什么样的人我就做什么样的人无论如何总要救些人
So let's commit this time to the Lord. Lord, we thank you for this chance to open your word together and let you speak to us.
求我们感谢你给我们这段时间打开你的话语，求你的话语对我们说话。
Lord, as we consider how you are building your church, we really care what you're teaching us.
主，当我们知道你要建造你的教会，我们就专注想知道你要教导我们什么。
Trust, Lord, in your Holy Spirit to quicken your word and to open us up to hear you.
主，我们求你借着你的圣灵让你的话语能活过来。 借着这些经节让我们能够听见你的话。
Thank you for your presence with us, and we give this time to you for your glory.
主，谢谢你赐下我们的同在，这段时间交在你的手里，愿你得着一切的荣耀。
Jesus' name we pray.
是奉靠耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. So we've been studying from Scripture how the Lord wants, how he builds his church.
我们在查经，看见主他是如何来建造自己的教会。
And we're reminded in these words of Jesus that came right after Peter's profession that we individually need to deny ourselves, take up our cross.
我们记得当主说这段话之前，就是在彼得他宣告耶稣是基督之后，然后主又告诉我们说如何我们要背起我们的十字架来跟随主。
And as various brothers have shared on this theme, many of the principles that are being shared come through the writing of Paul, the Apostle Paul.
在不同的弟兄分享这些信息主题的时候，我们发现很多的经节都是好像神借着保罗的手写着给我们的。
So the last time shared and today, we're asking the question, well, what about Paul's life? Did he do what he said?
像我们弟兄上一次分享的，还有今天所要分享的，我们就问一个问题，说，保罗到底在他生命当中发生什么样事呢？他是否活出来他所传讲的信息呢？
As we look at the actions of what Paul did, their answer is very wonderful. Yes, he was a good example.
如果我们看见保罗他的行为的话，我们的确可以看见，的确是他就是一个很好的例子，是他所传讲的信息的。So
continuing from where we started last time, we're going to look again at how Paul, but he made this statement that he becomes all things for all people.
然后像我们上次传讲的，我们今天也会在这里看到。 保罗为着什么样的人，就变成什么样的人，为了福音的缘故。We'll
look at some of those examples again.
我们可以今天再看到这里的一些例子。And
we saw this relationship that we see in Thessalonians with the Thessalonians because we have the letter that shows us.
我们也看到，在帖撒罗尼迦前后书里面，看见了保罗和帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姊妹的关系。But
we're also, as you can see, we're going to be opening the letter of Corinthians, in which Paul, we see a glimpse of a very intense relationship that Paul had with the saints in Corinth.
今天呢，我们也看一下哥林多前后书，然后看到保罗跟哥林多教会弟兄姊妹他们之间非常亲密强的一种关系。
We have a lot to learn from what Paul both said and what he did.
我们从保罗所说的话和他所做的事能够学到很多的功课。
So as we just read in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, Paul describes the fact that he becomes all things. Let's just read it. I'll get it right. Verse 22, at the end of verse 22, he says, I have become all things to all men so that I may by all means save some.
在22节，格林多前书第9章22节的后半节，保罗说：“像什么样的人，我就做什么样的人。无论如何，总要救些人。”
we mentioned last time, but let's just think again what Paul was like.
上次我们有提，但大家可以想象保罗是什么样子。Paul
had a tremendous education. He was a Hebrew of Hebrews.
保罗他是希伯来的希伯来人，他有一个非常优越的教育。And
we can tell by watching his life in Scripture that he had a very strong personality.
我们也看见他在圣经里记载他的行为，还有他的话语，他是一个非常有性格的人。We
saw that when he persecuted the church.
我们看见他在逼迫教会的时候。He
had all the Jewish traditions where he grew up in.
他在成长的背景有很强的犹太人的背景。
And he knew Scripture. Now, when Paul went out to share the gospel, it would be very easy for him to share and emphasize all that background.
当保罗出去传福音的时候，他很容易强调他所有的这些背景。
In other words, his culture was God's culture, so he could share with others.
因为他的文化背景其实是神所赐的一个文化背景，所以他可以跟别人分享。
In other words, he could have taken the attitude or had the attitude, well, I'm of the Lord, so become like me, become little Paul's.
他可以甚至讲说，说我是属神的，你们大家可能都要像我保罗一样。
And actually, if you think about it, many of the places he went, once he was pushed out of sharing with the Jews and was sharing with Gentiles, many of those cultures were very, very dark.
大家要知道，当保罗被从好像会所、犹太人会所赶出去的时候，然后他到那些外邦人那里传福音，那些外邦人的环境是非常黑暗的一个环境。
Because he could say, well, at least if I made them Jewish, it would be better.
他可以至少这样说，如果我要让他们变成很像犹太人的话，他们就整个的环境就会好很多。
I'm going to make a connection here. I don't know if you're going to follow this, but we live in a very, very broken down culture.
但是大家知道我们活在一个文化非常好像是破碎堕落的文化当中。
And we can look around and say, you know what? What's left of our Chinese culture, speaking for you guys, is so much better than what's out there in the world.
我可以这样讲说，其实比如说在中国人的文化当中所留下来的一些东西，其实可能比外面现在世界上那些文化可能要好多了。So
let's go out there and promote our culture, and then they'll be good Christians.
可能有的人说，我们出去，我们会来宣传我们的文化，这样他们就会变成更好的基督徒。But
our focus is on Paul. He did not push his personality or his culture or his background when he shared the gospel.
但是我们在这里专注讲的是保罗，当他出去传福音的时候，他没有推广他所有的文化、所有的背景。God
commissioned him to share Christ and him crucified.
神给他的负担，神给他的任务就是传讲耶稣基督，并他钉十字架。And
to do that without any hindrance or blocking.
然后没有任何的拦阻来做神给他的托付。So
what that meant for Paul was he had to adjust dramatically every city he went to.
所以对于保罗说，他到每一个城，他都要做出极大的来改变，灵活面对。And
even within each location, we see him adjusting and changing.
哪怕就在一个地方，他要对着环境做出一个适应调整。Now
last time we shared, we looked at some examples of that.
上一次我们分享有看到一些例子。On
his first missionary journey, one of the places that's described well is when he went to Antioch. That's the smaller Antioch.
在他第一次传福音之旅的时候，他到了一个安提阿城，那个安提阿城是比较小的一个安提阿城。And
in Acts chapter 13, when Paul went there with Barnabas, that's described really well. We won't read it, but we mentioned last time.
在使徒行传13章那里，保罗跟巴拿巴到了那里，我们这次就不再细讲了，上次有提到。But
if you read that section, think about what it's like for Paul and Barnabas to show up into this town.
大家如果读那段圣经的经节，大家想象保罗和巴拿巴到那个城里的时候，情形是如何？
Remember, they didn't come in a car or a bus.
他们那个时候没有汽车，没有公交车。They
often were coming on foot, walking, or maybe riding a mule.
他们那个时候只能是步行，或者是可能是坐一个驴子。They
come into town. They have to find the Jews.
他们到一个城的时候，首先要找到那个城里的犹太人。They
have to wander around and say, well, there's some Hebrews here.
然后他们在那里找，看这里有没有希伯来人。And
they find that, oh, do they have a synagogue? They do have a synagogue.
然后看他们是不是有个会堂。And
then they could go meet with the Jews.
然后他们可以和犹太人在一起聚集。And
of course, that's what happened, and this pattern happened in these different cities. They would find the Jews, and Paul would go and share with the Jews who already had an understanding of Scripture, and tell them about the Messiah who has come.
所以他们的习惯就是他们每到一个城，他们就找到那里的会堂，找到犹太人，然后跟他们分享耶稣就是弥赛亚，跟他们传福音。
And then very well, pretty much every time at some point as he shared the gospel, there would be many who believe and receive Christ.
每一次当他们到一个地方传福音的时候，他们经常都会有很多的人回应接受耶稣做救主。
And then there would be opposition.
然后之后就会发生一些很多的抵挡。
And of course, often it came from Jewish leaders who would then push them out of the synagogue.
然后经常是犹太人的那些那些领袖们就把他们从会堂赶出去。
And now Paul finds himself, yes, with.Believing Jews, but now he's sharing the gospel with Gentiles, many who don't even have a Jewish background.
然后现在保罗就发现说，的确是现在有些犹太人信主了，但是呢，他现在就是向那些外邦人传福音，他们完全没有这些犹太人的背景，认识神的背景。
And we know that was, in fact, that's what the Lord said. You're to be an apostle to the Gentiles.
这个其实就是神所说过的话，他给保罗的职事，作为外邦人的使徒。
But think about what Paul would have to adjust as he's looking at those people.He can't make them Jewish. They don't have a Jewish background. And yet to share Christ with them, he would also have to share about how God had worked through time to reach people.
大家可以想象现在保罗传福音的情形。他现在面对这些外邦人的时候要传福音的时候，他们不但要传讲神，关于神的福音，他还要告诉他们关于神如何在历史当中工作拯救的这样的一位神传讲给犹太人。
Now when I was young, long time ago, when I was young, in this country, it was a predominantly Christian culture. When you grew up as children, even if you weren't Christian, you knew Bible stories, you knew the characters.
在我很久以前，在我还是年轻的时候，那个时候成长在美国的文化的背景就是一个很强的一个基督教文化的背景。哪怕你不信主的话，你也对圣经的知识、圣经的故事、圣经的经节有多少的了解。
But sadly now that's gone. There are many people who simply don't know any background.
但是很不幸的，这样的一个背景都消失了。现在很多人是连一点的知识背景都没有。
So as we share Christ, sometimes they don't have any connection to what we're talking about. We have to reach out and find a way to share about the Lord Jesus.
所以当我们跟他们传福音的时候，他们没有一点的背景，没有一点的熟悉和了解。我们必须要更多的给他们讲，跟他们分享这样的背景，跟他们分享我们的主耶稣基督。
So thank the Lord, Paul did this. He adjusted and presented Christ in a way that people could receive.
感谢神保罗他有这样的调整，然后他就可以灵活的，然后来传讲基督，让人能够可以接受。
Two other quick examples. One is when he went to, in the second missionary journey, went to Philippi.
在保罗第二次福音之旅的时候，到了腓立比。
First of all, he wasn't intending to go there, but then God gave him a dream and said, no, you're going to Macedonia. So he had to shift his whole direction.
他本来没有想到腓立比那去，但是在那个梦当中，神让他说看到那个马其顿的呼声，然后让他改变旅途，然后到了腓立比。
And then we don't find him in the synagogue preaching. We find him on the riverside meeting with the Jews. That's the place they worship and pray. So he met there with them.
我们发现保罗这次没有到那边的会堂，而是他到了河边，因为在河边有些犹太人在那里聚集来敬拜，所以保罗就改变到了那河边与他们。
And you guys know in Acts chapter 16, there are many exciting things that happened there.
大家知道在使徒行传第十六章那里发生了很多很让人兴奋的事。
Another example of how Paul had to adjust himself was when he visited Athens.
另一个例子就是保罗要灵活调整自己，当他去雅典的时候。
In chapter 17 of Acts, we find that he went to this place called Mars Hill, and he presented Jesus to the philosophers and the thinkers that met there, debated.
我们知道当保罗在雅典的时候呢，那个时候他就到了他们那里那些讨论哲学人讨论的地方，然后跟这些人来传讲福音。
So the point is we see how Paul would adjust and say, okay, these folks, they don't have a Jewish background. I need to connect them. And he said, look, you have a statue to the unknown God, I'm telling you today who that unknown God is. He's the one true creator God.
然后保罗在那个时候要跟他们传福音的时候，为了让他们能够明白，能够了解，然后他就在那个时候告诉他们，因为他们那里有一个坛，上面写着卫食之神，所以保罗就借着这一个灵活的告诉他们说，你们不认识而敬拜的这的，我现在告诉你们，给他们传讲福音。
But as we mentioned last time, we also look at the way that Paul interacted in a more personal way. We get a glimpse of that in his letters.
然后上一次我们在保罗的书信当中也看见、保罗跟人有一种非常亲密的直接个人的关系。
So on that same missionary journey, he went to Thessalonica.
在、同一个、这第二次旅程中他到了帖撒罗尼迦。
Described in chapter 17 of Acts, but we're going to turn to the letter, which is his first letter to the Thessalonians.
那记载在使徒行传17章，我们今天可以翻到帖撒罗尼迦前书那里。
We'll just read some of the verses we read last time.
我们再次读一下我们上次读的几处经节。
But what we're listening for is hearing what Paul was like, Paul and Silas, what they were like when they went to this town.
我们想读这些、经节的话，就了解保罗和希拉当他们到这些城的时候，他们是什么样的举止行为。
Now they were there for 3 weeks, we're told.
他们在那里有三周。
That's a very short time.
非常短的时间。
But a lot happened in 3 weeks.
但是在三周中发生了很多事情。
You see in verse 2, it says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 2. But after we've already suffered and been mistreated in Philippi, as you know, we have the boldness in our God to speak to you the gospel of God amid much opposition.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章第二节，我们从前在腓立比受、被害受辱，这是你们知道的。然而还是靠着我们的神放开胆量，在大征战中把神的福音传给你们。
For our exhortation does not come from error or impurity or by way of deceit, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel, so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God who examines our hearts.
第三节第四节，我们的劝勉不是出于错误，不是出于污秽，也不是用诡诈，但神既然验证了我们，把福音托付我们，我们就照样讲，不要讨人喜欢，乃是要讨那查验我们心的神喜欢。
We never came with flattering speech, as you know, nor with pretext for greed. God is a witness. Nor did we seek glory from men, either from you or from others, even though as apostles of Christ we might have asserted our authority.
第五节，因为我们从来没有用过谄媚的话，这是你们知道的，也没有藏着贪心，这是神可以做见证的。我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。
These are bold statements by Paul, and if we write these, we'd say, well, it sounds almost a little bit proud, but these are honest statements by Paul, and he's saying, you saw us. You brothers and sisters watched us. You saw us, that we weren't trying to flatter you, we weren't trying to impress you, we weren't trying to glorify ourselves. That's what we were like when we visited you.
Yeah.我们读这些保罗的话好像是很大胆的一些宣告，但是呢其实保罗这个在这里所讲的是很真实的话，因为他跟那些弟兄姊妹在那里有相处，所以保罗就说告诉他们说，你看见我们当时的行为，我们没有用谄媚的话，没有藏着贪心，没有虚假。
And keep in mind when he went there, he was not coming as a visiting speaker who speaks at a hotel or a conference. He lived with whoever would host them.
大家知道当保罗跟他们传讲福音的时候，他没有像一个好像特会的讲员到那里好像住在宾馆，他其实就住在他们中间跟他们一起生活的。
So yeah, he may have spoken in the synagogue, but then the next day he's with others, with them in their homes and sharing.
的确他可能在会堂里面跟他们传过福音，但第二天他可能就要到别的人家里，住在别人家里，然后跟那些人接触的人来传福音。
Verse 7, but we prove to be gentle among you as nursing mother tenderly cares for her own children.
第七节，只是在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
And the picture that really comes to mind here is, imagine that you're sharing about Jesus to someone who's never heard of him.
大家可以想象那幅图画，就是你跟一个人从来没有听过耶稣的人来传福音。
Picture of nursing with mother's milk. In other words, you're giving the very basics. These are brand new believers, and you're sharing the basics with them.
啊，这里的图画就是一个母亲乳养孩子的图画，就是说呢，他一个人好像什么都不知道，像一个属灵的婴孩，然后你用你给他传福音，用最简单的。
As we know, Paul could have hit him with all kinds of stuff, all kinds of teaching, very difficult things. But no, he was nursing them because they needed to just drink milk and understand who Jesus Christ was and receive him.
大家知道保罗可能用很多的知识很多的言语给他们传讲给他们，但是并没有这样，因为保罗说这些都是婴孩，他要用奶来喂养这些属灵的婴孩。
So that's an example to us. When are there moments when we're sharing with others that we are in the nursing mother role?
所以这也是给我们的例子，当我们跟别人来传讲福音的时候，我们就好像是一个乳养的母亲的角色。
Verse 8, having so fond an affection for you, we were well pleased to impart to you not only the gospel of God, but also our own lives, because you've become very dear to us.
第八节，我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
Notice two things here. One is Paul saying he had such an affection for them, and he was only there 3 weeks, but God gave him a love for them.
我们在这里看见说，虽然保罗只在那里待了三周，但是呢，他有这样深的切的爱来爱他们，这是神给他的爱。
That's a love we can have for others.
这也是我们能够向别人所有的爱。
But he also said they shared their lives with those saints.
然后他这里甚至说他连自己的性命也愿意 给他们，英文是讲到跟他们分享。
They were living with them.
他们跟他们一起生活。
They're probably sharing throughout the day.
他们可能在一天都有彼此有交通。
Paul, their lives, Paul and Silas, their lives were, what would we say today, they were an open book.
像我们用现代话说，保罗和希拉他们的生活就是一本敞开的书。
Yes, Paul's teaching us, but we're also eating dinner with him and watching what his real life is like, and we can see whether he's sincere or he's trying to impress us.
不但保罗有讲道，而且大家跟保罗生活在一起，比如一同吃晚餐，我们可以真实的看见到底是保罗真的活在他所讲的里面呢，还是说他只是讲了为了要讨好我们、取悦我们。
And then we'll skip verse 9, because verse 9 he speaks of how they worked so hard not to be a burden on them.
我们跳过第九节，第九节讲到他们如何的辛劳工作，然后来服侍他们。
We're coming back to that.
我们之后再回来。
Verse 10, you are witnesses, and so is God, how devoutly and uprightly and blamelessly we behave towards you believers. Just as you know, we were exhorting and encouraging and imploring each of you as a father would his own children.
第十节十一节，我们向你们信主的人是何等圣洁、公义、无可指摘，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、吩咐你们个人，好像父亲待自己的儿女一样。
Verse 12, so that you would walk manner worthy of God who calls you into his kingdom and glory.
十二节，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
On the one hand, Paul was like a mother.
一方面保罗像一个母亲。
On the other hand, he's actually like a father. How did that happen?
另一方面保罗像一个父亲，为什么会有这样呢？
You can imagine that those who did believe and those who were eager to hear, Paul could then have the freedom to speak of the kingdom and the future and God's and Christ's return.
大家可以想象对那些很有心的愿意听保罗的信息的传道的那些人，保罗就可以更多的讲到天父的国，讲到主要来的国，主的再来，讲到神的永远的旨意。
So in that case he becomes an encouraging and exhorting father to them.
在这一方面他就成为一个鼓励他们的好像一个属灵的父亲一样。
So we see all these sides of the relationship that Paul had just from being there for 3 weeks. He just gave himself to them.
大家看见就在保罗跟他们在一起三周的时候，保罗就像自己给了那边的这些弟兄姊妹。
And you can't do what Paul did if he'd stayed in what we would call today a his comfort zone.
如果我们讲到说保罗也现在像我们今天在一个自己舒适的环境地方的话，我们保罗就神就不能够借着保罗成就这些。
None of this would happen if he went to them and said, I'm a Hebrew of Hebrews, but I have to tell you about Messiah, and first you got to understand this and this and this, and hit him with his whole personality and his own preferences.
这些如果说保罗都带着他自己的想法自己的偏好来到他们当中，说我是希伯来人的希伯来人，你们要做这样做这样做这样，这些话这样的话，神就不能借着他把福音传出来。
Instead, he became like them in order to share Christ with them.
与其是那样，但是保罗就是在他们当中就做成像他们那样的人，然后能够把福音传给他们。
Or in other words, he's doing what Jesus asked him to do. Lay down his life. Take up his cross.
换句话说，他就遵行了主的吩咐，就是放下自己的生命，背起主的十字架。
For him, this meant adjusting based on who he was with.
所以保罗就根据说他身边所要传福音的人不同的人，他来做调整。
So thank the Lord, Paul became all things to all people.
所以感谢神，保罗为着什么样的人就变成了什么样的人。
Because he was obeying his command to share Christ.
因为他就遵行主的吩咐，能够来传讲基督。
Now, there's another relationship that we see in Scripture that's actually much more developed, and that is the relationship that Paul had with the saints in Corinth.
在圣经当中我们看到保罗和一群圣徒有更深的一个关系，就是在哥林多教会他的与圣徒关系。
The relationship was longer. He was there a year and a half, not 3 weeks.
他在哥林多的教会有住一年半之久，所以他们的关系是很深的。
And we also have two letters that Paul wrote to the Corinthians that are very... Some parts of them are very, very personal.
然后在保罗写给哥林多教会的两封书信当中，有些地方是非常个人的。
So we're going to be looking at verses in chapter 9 of 1 Corinthians.
我们看一下哥林多前书第九章里的经节。
But before we do that, there's some verses in chapter 7 that will help explain what we're going to read in chapter 9.
然后我们先看到哥林多前书第七章里的经节，会帮助我们理解第九章的经节。
There are some very unusual verses in chapter 7, very puzzling, and they express a principle that's very important to every one of us.
在哥林多前书第七章那里有段经节是很不容易让我们理解的，但是对我们的属灵的生活是非常有重要指导意义的。
Especially in regard to how do we serve in the body of Christ.
尤其是关系到我们在基督的身体当中如何来服侍。
We're going to look at that, and then we'll see that Paul, when he talks about a different issue, is a living example of that principle.
我们先讲这个，然后我们再讲到保罗如何是一个活的例子在这一点上。
So if you have your Bibles open, you can turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
我们翻到哥林多前书第七章。
And we're going to start with Verse 29. The context is Paul is talking about the issue of marriage and being single, and that's the context, but we won't emphasize that.
在这里的经节的背景是保罗讲到婚姻的这样的一个背景，但是呢，我们不是强调在这个背景上。
Now, test to see if you're awake. If you're awake, as we read this verse, you should be puzzled. If you're asleep, well, then it doesn't matter.
这个可以试验我们现在是不是还在有点想要睡着。因为如果我们要读这段经节的话，你会觉得有疑惑的话，说明你还是清醒的。
Verse 29. But this I say, brethren, the time has been shortened, so that from now on, those who have wives should be as though they had none.
弟兄们，我对你们说，时候减少了，从此以后，那有妻子的要像没有妻子。
You got that, Colin?
Colin, 知道了。
You're supposed to treat your wife as if she's not your wife.
你要好像对待你的妻子好像她不是你妻子一样。
What is Paul saying here?
保罗在这里说什么呢?
This Paul gave us Ephesians 5 and told Colin to love his wife.
神把以弗所书第五章赐给我们，告诉保罗弟兄要爱我们的爱他的姊妹。
To lay down our lives. So what does Paul mean? We're supposed to live as if we don't have a wife.
我们在座所有的弟兄都要为我们的妻子放下自己的生命。但这里保罗是说什么呢？说你们有妻子的要像没有妻子。
I'm going to leave the husband-wife thing to you guys. Work it out at home.
我不接着讲这个题目，你们回家夫妻再讲讲清楚。
He continues in verse 30. He's saying, from now on, and those who weep as though they did not weep, and those who rejoice as though they did not rejoice, and those who buy as though they did not possess.
保罗继续讲，在三十节，哀哭的要像不哀哭的，快乐的要像不快乐的，置买的要像无有所得。
And then he says in verse 31, and those who use the world as though they did not make full use of it, for the form of this world is passing away.
三十一节，用事物的要像不用事物，因为这世界的样子将要过去了。
Again, we ask the question, is Paul saying when you're sad, pretend you're not?
在这里有没有问题？难道保罗是说，如果你忧伤，你要表现的像不忧伤一样
？When you're joyous, don't rejoice.
要是你喜乐的时候，你要装作不喜乐的时候吗？样子吗
？No, he's not.
他不是这样讲这个意思。
And we won't take the time to go to those ones.
我们不会仔细的讲这些。
Let's look at the last part of verse 30 because that really helps us understand it. It's the easy one.
三十节这最后的一半是帮助我们很，其实是更容易理解的。
Paul is saying, from now on, those who buy as though they did not possess.
保罗说，那置买的要像无有所得。
Now this one I think is easy to understand.
我想这个是比较容易理解的。
Our relationship with things that we buy can be a problem.
我们与我们所买的东西之间的关系可能给我们带来一些麻烦。
It's interesting on this one because when you look at other people, you can usually see this problem.
这个很有趣，当你看别人的时候，你有的时候能看到这个问题。
You meet somebody who lives for his cars.
你遇到有些人，他是为自己的车而来生活。
Or the pride of his life is his house.
或者他心里的骄傲就是他的房子。
Everything's about his house.
所有的事情都是关于他的房子。
So once he buys his house, that's the thing, and now it's all about improving his house.
当他买了这个房子，就好像这个就是他所有的专注，然后他要怎么样装修这个房子。
So what happens when we buy something, but our heart is in that thing, it possesses us instead of the other way around.
所以很多时候发生就是当我们买了一个东西，我们的心在这个事情上的时候，好像就反过来不是我们拥有这个事物，而是这个事物拥有了我们。
Now, when we're young, we don't have anything. This one's easy. We say, well, I don't care about possessions.
那我们年轻的时候，我们好像没有什么产业，所以我们可以说我们不在乎这些东西。
And then the Lord blesses you with a job, and then maybe you bought a house. Now you have some possessions.
但是神祝福你，你现在买了一个房子，现在你拥有产业了。
What's Paul warning us about?
保罗在这里警告我们什么呢？
Do we live with our heart focused on what we own?
我们是否为着我们所拥有的东西成为我们生活的专注呢
？Or are we free of it?
还是我们是自由的
？So Paul's saying to us, we need to live, even though we do need to buy things and we need to have a house or a car or whatever. But that's not where our heart should be.
保罗在这里告诉我们说，虽然我们需要买一些东西，拥有一些东西，但是这些东西却不应当是我们心所关注所在的地方。
Again, think about if you see someone who only cares about their physical possessions, you can watch how that distracts them, because that becomes the most important thing.
大家可以注意到，如果有的人他非常在意他在地上所拥有的这些产业的话，大家就会留意到说这些东西就会把它偏离出生命中最重更重要的东西。
If their identity and their pride is centered in what they own, then what about other people?
如果他们的重心或他们的对自己的认同就是他们所拥有的这些东西，那么他们会如何对待别人呢
？Now I'm making it easy by saying look at those people, but what about us?
其实我这个让大家很容易理解。我们说我们看别人，但是我们如果看我们自己呢
？If we're holding on to something, it becomes the thing that's important. It means that our heart and our thoughts.And our decisions are all directed around this thing.
如果我们拥有一些事物，我们的心都专注在这些事物的上的时候，就意味着无论我们的心、我们的思想和我们的决定，都好像是以这个事情为中心、为专注。
And it can mean, what if the Lord is prompting us to give our time to someone else or focus on something else? We can't even hear the Lord because, no, I know what's important to me.
然后当我们都专注这件事情上的时候呢，我们以为我们就知道都专注在这个认为对我们重要的事情上，我们就听不见主的声音了。
So this problem means that we're not even free to hear the Lord or follow him.
我们现在就有一个问题，我们又不能听见主的声音，也不能跟随主。
We especially see that in relating to brothers and sisters or gospel friends.
我们特别的在弟兄姊妹的身上或者在福音朋友的身上我们都能看见这样的情
形。So that one helps us. The principle is there. We apply that to the different parts of this verse.
所以我们看见在这段经节里面不同的地方的背后都有一个同样的原则。
Okay, now in verse 31, he says, and those who use the world as though they did not make full use of it.
然后31节说用事物的要像不用事物。
Now we all have to use the world. We have to interact with the world.
我们必须活在这个世界当中，用这个世界与他们有些交互。
And Paul has this interesting phrase. It's translated and to not make full use of it.
保罗在这里有一个很有趣的说法，他说用事物的倒像无用事物，倒像不全用事物的。
The Greek word behind this, katakrion my, has very interesting meaning.
在这个背后的一个希腊的词根，弟兄所说 katakrion my 这个词根有很有意思的意义。
It has the idea of extracting out everything that's possible.
它的意思就是说，从一个东西把所有的东西尽可能的吸取出来。
It has the meaning even of taking what is my right.
好像是就是说把原本于属于我的东西。
And it has the meaning of being engrossed in whatever that is.
然后还有一个就是说完全沉浸于在那个东西里面的。
So Paul is saying to us, you know, we need to, as it were, use the world. We need to interact with the world.
保罗在这里说我们需要用事物，我们需要有这个世界的事物有一些交互。
But if our attitude is, I got to get as much out of the world as I can.
但是我们的心态，如果说我们要从世界当中获取我们尽可能能获取的
，What's happened is it's taken over, become our priority to extract.
就会发生一个情形，就是说它就会占据我们，就成为我们生命的主导。
So it can possess us.
反而说拥与其我们拥有它，它这些事物拥有了我们。
Now today we have.A very good example of this, very, very vivid and very real for everybody in this room that owns a cell phone.
对于今天我们有一个很明显鲜活的例子，就是我们每一个人我们都有一个手机。
This culture out here is coming to us through this phone.
这些整个这个世界的文化就借着这个手机传到我们这
里。Now, do we use our phones for our benefit?
我们是否用我们的手机是为了获取好处呢
？Yes，
是的。
I love checking the weather whenever I want to。
我很喜欢有这样的
windows or not
舒适的简洁的方法，我可以很方便的查天气，开窗户或者不开窗户。今天下午多热。
But you guys know something in English we call it FOMO。
大家知道在英文有一个词叫 FOMO，
English。
FOMO
fear of missing out
就是说生怕自己或落伍
so this phone is doing what it's giving us notifications all the time
这个手机就一直给我们这个推放那个提醒提示
now I don't know if any of you are checking your notifications right now as we speak if we had a camera back there we'd see you
我们后面有个镜头可以看见大家有没有人现在就在
but are you strong enough character for 2 hours on Sunday morning not to listen to any notifications
你是否在主里足够强你可以在主日的上午的2个小时里不查看任何的提醒呢
or do you fear missing out on whatever happens
还是你怕错过了现在所正在发生的事情呢？
This is a good example of what Paul's talking.
这个就是保罗所讲的这里一个很好的例子。
Make use of the world, but not to try to extract everything out of it. Everything I can learn from this thing. What happens? It owns me.
我们像保罗所说的，我们要用这个事物，但是呢，却不要被这个事物所占有。就是说，大家好像看着手机，然后到一个程度，它好像占有我了。
That's a very powerful example, and it's very, very real for all of us.
这是一个很有利的一个例子，其实对我们每个人都是很真实。
Notice the phrase at the end of that verse. He says, "For the form of this world is passing away."
保罗在31节最后面讲到说，因为这世纪的样子将要过去。
That's a reminder, whether it's possessions or anything in the world, that's all passing away. What really matters is what is of the Lord.
所以这是一个很好的提醒，无论我们拥有什么或者世界上有什么东西，他们都要过去，我们唯一能拥有的就是在主里面的。
But then we see in the very beginning of verse 32 something beautiful.
然后在32节前半节我们看到很美丽的。
Paul says, but I want you to be free from concern.
这里说我愿你们无所挂虑。
In other words, these principles all involve not being owned, but being free.
换句话说，这里所讲的这些原则都是关乎在于说我们不要被这些任何事物所占据，而是我们应当无所挂虑。
Free to do what?
无所挂虑要做什么呢？
Free to hear and serve the Lord.
就是可以自由地听见主的声音，自由地来服侍主。
That's what Paul's talking about.
这就是保罗在这里所讲述的。
When we follow this principle, we don't let things own us, then we're free to hear the Lord and follow and to serve.
当我们遵守这样的原则的时候，我们就变成了自由，我们就可以自由地来跟随主，来服侍主。
So we'd like to turn now to a very good example of this in 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们现在就翻到哥林多前书第九章，这里有很好的一个例子。
And we mentioned when Paul and Silas went to Corinth, they were there for a year and a half.
保罗和希拉到哥林多教会在那里住了一年半。
Many interesting things happened in Corinth. We don't have time to talk about.
在哥林多教会发生了很多事情，我们没有时间一一讲。
But one of the things that happened there,As we know that Paul was a tent maker, and he worked making tents during that time.
在这当中发生一件事，就是保罗他是一个支搭帐篷的，所以在那段在哥林多的时候，他就在那里支搭帐篷，做这个行业工作。
And so what we're going to pick up here at the beginning of chapter 9, there's many verses, but we're going to pick up with verse 11.
在哥林多前书第九章有很多经节，我们才从十一节开始读。
But in the verses leading up to this, he's speaking of the fact that the normal thing to do is if someone comes and sharing God's truth, it would be normal to pay them or give them money. It would be fair.
在十一节之前，保罗就讲到说，通常的情形呢，当一个人到他们当中去传讲神的道、传讲福音的时候呢，是很自然的，他们会给他一些酬偿一些钱，然后能够一些供养，这是很公平很自然的事情。
He even refers to Old Testament verses, to say that it's sort of God's principle that you give back to those who give to you.
他也提到旧约的经节，讲到这个旧约当中神的心意的例子，就是我们神当给你属灵的供应的时候，你应该如何来有这样的报酬。
So we pick up in verse 11. If we sowed spiritual things in you, is it too much if we reap material things from you? If others share the right over you, do we not more? Nevertheless, we did not use this right.But we endure all things so that we will cause no hindrance to the gospel of Christ.
第一节十二节，我们若把属灵的种子撒在你们中间，就是从你们收割奉养肉身之物，这还算大事吗？若别人在你们身上有着权柄，何况我们呢？然而我们没有用过这权柄，倒是凡事忍受，免得基督的福音被阻隔。
What he's referring to the fact is that he was during the days he was doing tent making so that he didn't have to burden the brothers and sisters and taking care of him.
所以保罗在这里其实就在讲说，在白天的时候呢，他就去做工，然后去支搭帐篷，这样呢，他就不需要让他所服侍的这些弟兄姊妹有额外的花销。
Verse 14, so also the Lord directed those who proclaim the gospel to get their living from the gospel, but I have used none of these things, and I am not writing these things so it will be done in my case, for it would be better for me to die than have any man make my boast an empty one.
14节15节，主也是这样命定，叫传福音的靠福音养生，但这权柄我全没用过。我写这话并非要你们这样待我，因我宁可死，也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。
So it's the right thing to do, but we don't do that because we did not do that in your midst.
这本来是应当是这样做的，但是保罗在他们当中没有要这样做。
Did you catch that at the end of the verse how intense Paul is about this?
大家看见在最后那个经节里，保罗他的非常强的一个反应。
This is a very extreme statement. For it would be better for me to die than have anyone take away this boast.
因为保罗说，因我宁可死，也不叫人使我所夸的落了空。
Now normally today when we hear boasting, we think it's pride and evil.
现今我们听到别人夸口的时候，我们都是说是很骄傲，是很邪恶的。
But there is a kind of boasting that Paul does, that you're really boasting in the Lord, boasting in Christ, or boasting in what the Lord has enabled us to do. That's a good boasting.
但是保罗在这里的夸口呢，都是讲到说在基督里的夸口，在主里的夸口，是夸口主所在他里面所做的，这是一个好的夸口。
So this thing that Paul did was to make tents and work hard to not be a hindrance to those people.He felt so strongly about it, he said he'd rather die than lose that thing.
保罗在这里所做的就是说，他在那里支搭帐篷，然后工作，然后自己养活自己，没有让那些弟兄姊妹成为负担。保罗在这里用很强烈的语气，他甚至宁愿死，他也不这样做。
And now he explains it, verse 16. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for I am under compulsion. For woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this voluntarily, I have a reward. But if against my will, I have a stewardship entrusted to me.
在16节、17节，保罗就解释了，我传福音原没有可夸的，因为我是不得已的。若不传福音，我便有祸了。我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已托付我了。
He's saying, I have to preach the gospel. That's what God has assigned me to do. But this thing is extra.
他说，我必须要传福音，因为这是神所吩咐给我做的事情。但这里这些事情是多加上来的。
I do this voluntarily.
我是甘心乐意的做这样的。
So verse 18, what then is my reward?That when I preach the gospel, I may offer the gospel without charge so as not to make full use of my right in the gospel.
十八节，既是这样，我的赏赐是什么呢？就是我传福音的时候，叫人不花钱得福音，免得用尽我传福音的权柄。
There's that Greek word about making full use of something.
这里再一次就是刚才所提到那个希腊文，就是说完全用什么东西。
He's saying, yes, I can preach to you, and it would be perfectly appropriate for you to pay me for that.
他说我可以传福音给你们也是很自然的应当的事情就是你们不给我这样的薪酬让我
But I am offering, volunteering, Paul's offering to remove that hindrance so there's no confusion.
但是保罗他在这里就是说他愿意没有任何回馈的这样来服侍他们在这里是保罗所愿意这样做的没有任何的让他们对他传福音的动机没有任何的怀疑。
So I don't take what's my right, I give it up.
我不使用我自己的权柄，我放弃我的权柄。
So this is not the difference between bad and good or disobeying and obeying.
这个不是一个例子是好或者不好，顺服或不顺服。
This is really a difference between a good thing, which would be fair, and something even better, which is God's will.
这里呢的区别就是说一个是好的事情也是很公平的事情和一个更好的事情在神的心意当中更高的旨意。
So Paul, it's on Paul's heart to give the gospel without hindrance. What does this mean?
在保罗的心意当中，他愿意能够传福音，没有任何的拦阻。
Verse 19, the very beginning of verse 19 then says, For though I am free from all men.
19节前半节很重要，说我虽是自由，无人辖管。
So just like we saw in chapter 7, if we don't let things, if we're not trying to get everything out of it, that frees us up to serve.
就像我们在刚才格林德前书第七章那里看到的，如果我们没有说把全心都投在某样的事物当中，这样的话呢，我们就能够自由的来服侍。
And he says he's free to do what? He makes himself slave to all.
然后他说他是自由的，但他能做什么呢？他甘心做了众人的仆人。
Now I want to say a few things about what is his hindrance.
好，我想讲到这里的什么东西是辖制我们的拦阻呢？
Why does Paul want this so much?
为什么保罗为什么这么想要这一个呢？
Well, let's think about what happens if Paul comes in their midst and the expectation is he teaches, they pay him.
大家想到当时的情形，如果保罗到他们当中的话，如果大家期待就是说他教导他们，然后他们付他薪水。
Let me be blunt.
让我很直接的讲。
What we're talking about is a paid pastor.
我们在这里好像就看到一个就是付他薪水的一个牧师这样的一个制度一样。
If I come and I'm teaching,
如果我来我有这样教导，
I expect you to pay me for that.
我期待你要付给我，
it's only fair,
付给我这样的
it's even biblical.
工资，因为这也是很公平的，这也是合适的。
What happens in your mind and my mind?
那么在你的心思当中和在我的心思当中会发生什么事情呢？
Well, in your mind, you could say, well, he's saying that because I'm going to be paying him money, so he's going to please my ears.
你可能心里想说，他经常在讲这样的话，是因为我付他的钱，所以他可能要讲的话要让我听起来很舒服的。
You'll probably see, if he says stuff I don't like, this isn't going to work out.
如果他说不讨我喜欢的话，那这个可能这个就不会将来不会这样去继续下去了。
Are you thinking he's only saying that because he wants me to like him? Yeah.
或者你可能觉得说他说这样的话的缘故，就是因为他想让我讨我的喜悦，然后让我可以继续付他钱。
So you see, there's a distortion. Call it. There will be a hindrance that can block the one who's listening.
这里我们看见这样有一个扭曲，这样就成了一个拦阻，就会拦阻我们听的人。
And so Paul removed that because by living the way he did, they could look at his life, study his life, see him giving himself, and realize he's not doing this for himself. He's just sharing the truth.
但是我们借着保罗的生活，我们看见他所他的生活，然后借着他没有要这样的俸禄，然后把福音白白的传给他们，大家就可以看见他是这样的一个真实的人，在中间就没有这样的扭曲和拦阻。
There's also the other side. The person doing the teaching, if they are being paid by the ones they're teaching.
另一方面，就是做教导的人，如果说他教导是因为那边有给他俸禄的话，
it can distort our thinking.
他也会扭转这些教导人他们的心思。
In other words, Paul, if he was teaching and he's worried about pleasing them so they can pay him, or he wants to not lose that money, then he may not tell them the full truth.
如果保罗因着别人要给他薪水奉献这样的话，他教导他们的话，他可能会要调整说他们喜悦的话，也不能够可能完全的传讲神全部的福音。
In other words, because it's transactional relationship, it can distort both the hearing and the teaching.
因为在之间有这样的这种交换交互，所以这样的交换，如果金钱的交换，这样的话呢，可能会影响不但听的，也影响讲的。
But he says, "For though I am free from all men,"
这里讲到说，我虽是自由，无人辖管。
In other words, since he's not in that kind of obligation relationship, he's just free to give the whole truth and serve freely without being influenced.
在这里换句话说，因为他没有在这样的一个 关系安排在之中，这样的话他就有这样完全的自由，他可以对他们全掌全部的真理。
He's free to hear what the Lord wants him to say and share.
他可以有自由的听见主所要讲的话，然后跟他们分享。
So hopefully we get a sense of how important this was to Paul and why it was so important that he wanted to share without hindrance.
所以我们看到了这里为什么这件事情对保罗是这样的重要，他为什么这样夸口，为什么强调这件事情，他可以没有拦阻的来分享。
I'm just going to take a little bit more of your time.
我们再多用弟兄姊妹一点时间。
What a Christian used to say, borrow some of it.
陈弟兄常常说再借我们一些时间。
It's more like stealing it from you, but...
更多其实像偷大家的时间，不是借。
This principle that we see Paul express here and that he lived out is actually very important to the recovery of the church.
保罗在这里所讲到的这个原则，而且他活出来的这个原则，对教会的恢复是非常重要的。
In other words, it is very good for servants of believers and God's servants of all kinds to be tent makers. To provide for themselves,
就是说
and their families.
对于无论是弟兄姊妹还是服侍神的仆人，我们都能够在地上做支搭帐篷的生活来供养我们自己是非常的重要的。
This is better than a paid-for-service relationship.
这样的设定呢，是比付钱好像支付一个他这样的一个服饰这样的一个设定可能要是要更好。
Why is it so good?
为什么这个是很好的呢？
If we have jobs, we're taking care of our family, it means that what we give to one another is a free gift.
如果我们支搭帐篷自己工作赚钱养家，这样意味着当我们给弟兄姊妹的时候呢，我们是心甘乐意的一个完全的给予。
I give to you not because I expect something back.
我给你是没有期待要有什么回馈的。
Do you hear the Lord's words talking about love?
你有没有听见主的话讲到如何讲到爱？
We're giving freely.
我们是自由的给予别人。
That applies to all kinds of service.
就关于各方面的服事。
In fact, in many places, all kinds of service is a paid situation.
在很多的地方，很多的服事都是一个要有代价的，付他薪水的地方。
So we really want just to catch a glimpse of how important this was to Paul. Appreciate how beautiful it is—a picture of the fact that you and I can be free to serve one another.
我们就好像在这里看到为什么这件事情对保罗他是这样的重要，这样的强调。然后也感谢神，为什么我们也这样的话，我们就可以自由的来彼此来服侍。
This is especially important for those who are teachers and leaders in the body of Christ.
这尤其对于教会当中做教导的和做带领的是非常的重要。
And that's why we sense that it's very important to avoid this paid pastor type of.Relationship.
所以我们因着这样的缘故，我们也觉得说，我们就避免有这样的付他薪水的这样牧师的这样的安排，这也是非常的有好处重要。
Now, since I've gone this far and taken all this time, I have to go one more step.
我花了这么多时间，我还有一步要跟大家弟兄姊妹来讲。
Because some of you are so alert.And are paying close attention, and then you have a question in your mind.
因为我们很多弟兄姊妹是非常的专注，他们心中肯定是有一个问题。
You have in your question in your mind, you said, but Paul probably received gifts. What about full-time workers?
但是我想，你的问题就是说，保罗肯定是收了别人的奉献，那些全职服侍神的人，他们怎么办呢？
Full-time workers, that's a term we use to mean someone who is being supported by free gifts from the saints.
我们讲到说那种全时的工人，就是说那些服侍神的人，他们接受到弟兄姊妹的奉献。
Maybe because of that, he doesn't tent make anymore because the Lord has him doing other things.
可能因为这样的缘故，神让他有一些的服侍，他现在不需要在地上有这样的工作，支搭帐篷来养活自己。
But as we see in Acts and we see in the letters and we hear in the principles that we've been speaking of,
但是当我们看到使徒行传，我们看到在这里的这些的原则。
There's a place for servants in the body of Christ that when the Lord is giving them ministry, it is witnessed and confirmed by other brothers and sisters.
就是在基督的身体当中、有一些神的仆人神给他们一些特别的工作然后在弟兄姊妹当中也有这样的见证和印证
In other words, we see the fruit of good trees
就换句话说我们看到了好树结的好的果子
And then saints enable that service encourage that、brother, let's say, to be able to share more
然后圣徒们就鼓励比如说这位弟兄啊、在这样的服事当中能够有更多的分享更多的、执事服事
Now, on the outside it may look similar, but it's very different from what we see in the world.、
在外表上好像看起来是很像但是实际上和我们在外面世界当中所看到的安排是不一样的。
I hope you catch the word free in all of this.
我希望大家能够注意到这个词就在这当中是、没有辖制没有 没有辖制的。
Be free of things that could possess us.
我们能够有这样的自由不让一些事物来辖管我们。
Free to hear and serve the Lord.
我们可以自由地听见主的声音自由地服侍主。
Free to share fully whatever the Lord has given us because we're not expecting anything back.
让我们可以自由地分享主所给我们的因为我们没有期待我们要从人得到什么样的回馈。
When we see brothers and sisters who are serving, we can be free to support and support them.
我们看到弟兄姊妹在服侍的时候我们可以有自由的 来支持帮助他们在服侍。
That's as the organic way.
这就好像像 Dana 上周讲的那个那种生这个生活的生有机体一样的。
As Dana emphasized last week, organic, body of Christ is organic, not an organization.
像 Dana、信息当中上一周强调的说基督的身体是一个活的有机体而不是一个组织的一个设计构架组织的
Thank the Lord for him expressing this principle through Paul's words and his life
感谢主借着保罗的话和保罗的生命我们可以看见这些的原则
Let's close with prayer
让我们有结束的游戏祷告
Father we do thank you for the way you led PaulTo give this way to each of the places that he went.
父，我们感谢你，让保罗在他所到的每个地方都能给我们这样的例子。
Lord, we don't want to be look at him as a superstar. We hear that you're speaking to all of us that we each need to lay down our lives to serve you.
主啊，我们不是看保罗好像一个超级明星一样，而是我们每个人都听见你自己的话，我们要放下我们自己的生命来跟随你。
Lord, we ask that you help each one of us to not let the world own us.
我们求你帮助我们每一个人，不要让世界来拥有我们。
We can be free to hear you and to serve one another.
我们可以有自由、能够服侍你，听见你，彼此服侍。
Thank you, Lord, for these principles you've been sharing with us and that we get to live out、in our life together in your body. We can do so in a way that pleases you.
主谢谢你把这些例子这些原则、赐给我们让我们在基督的生活当身体当中我们可以讨你喜悦的来生活。
May you be pleased in our midst by being, because you're our head.
主啊因为你是我们的头但愿你的心意在我们当中得以满足。
Commit ourselves into your wonderful hands.
我们把自己交在你宝贝的奇妙的手中。
Pray all this in Jesus Christ.
我们如此祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名现在结束在这里